Welcome back to the Christian Soldier Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Spurbeck, and I hope you're getting ready for this week. Thanksgiving is this week, and it is going to be a great week. Hope you're looking forward to spending some time with family, with friends, with your church family. Looking forward to having our pie and praise on Wednesday night with the church family. And during the next 3 weeks, we're going to have a little bit of a mini-series here, and going to be dealing with some things around the holidays. And just some things that we can, some pitfalls that we can fall into. And even at Thanksgiving time, the time we take in our country, which we're so thankful for, that we take time to be thankful for what God has provided. And that is a reflection of what the pilgrims did after the first year, even though over half of them had died and from starvation and through disease, that they had come to a place of thanksgiving for giving them a land to freely worship God in. And so I want us to look at Daniel chapter 6 and verse number 10. I think it's a powerful verse in giving thanks. Now the background of this is when, this is in Daniel chapter 6, when there was a plot against Daniel because they knew that he prayed every day on a daily basis. And he had some advisors that didn't like him, so they advised the king to make a law that no one should pray to any other god except the king for a period of time. And this is all done to catch Daniel, and so that they could get rid of him, because Daniel was very, very highly regarded, because God was with him, very similar situation to Joseph in Egypt. But Daniel was there, and he was one of the presidents of the states there. There are different states in Babylon, and he was one of the leaders there. And God was using him, and especially to preserve his people. And in verse number 10, so this law was signed into practice by the king, and Daniel knew it, and he knew, and it says, that's what it says in verse number 10, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went to his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day, and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. And then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. So what Daniel did, he made a practice of giving thanks to God for all that he had allowed him to do, for placing him in that position, everything in his life. And we see that even though he knew he would get in trouble for this, even though he knew that being thankful in the situation to God was going to bring injury to him, we know that he was thrown into the lion's den and God miraculously preserved his life. And to the king, he saw that he was King Darius. He knew that God was indeed the true God and turned to him. So through this whole situation, we see because Daniel was thankful, because he refused to stop praying and giving thanks to God. Now, I'm just saying, in our culture today, it seems that there is an attempt to erase Thanksgiving in the United States of America today. I don't know if you've noticed this over the last couple of years, but if you go to different stores, of course, they make a big deal out of Halloween. It seems every year Halloween gets more and more twisted and evil and more shocking and just satanic by year. And the stores, as soon the day after Halloween is over, it used to be that they would have the fall decorations out during the same time as Halloween. They would have the fall decorations out and those things, and harvest things, not necessarily Halloween, but fall decorations. But now, the day after Halloween, all the Christmas stuff goes up. So, you know, November 1st, all the Christmas stuff is up, and there is no mention of Thanksgiving, of thankfulness. They used to have inflatable turkeys, you know, those things that you had, the inflatable reindeer that would go in your front yard for Christmas. They used to have inflatable turkeys and things like that that you would put in your front yard. You don't see those anymore. And I believe there's a really, especially in our modern culture, that there is a misconception that, you know, Thanksgiving, the pilgrims are racist and all these other things, and just a terrible twisting of our history. But I really think that, and many years ago it started, maybe 10, 15 years ago, that on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the day after we're being thankful, Black Friday starts. And is a day, a shopping day, where big sales, and where we're in the same, now they even start, they started on Thanksgiving a couple years ago. Now it's like a couple weeks before now. It's a, you know, early Black Friday sale. So it seems that our desire for things and to buy things and to want more is eclipsing thankfulness in our country. And I pray as Christians we don't get caught up in that, and that we always have a heart of thanksgiving. It said Daniel here, he gave thanks unto his God three times a day. I'm sure he prayed for other things, but it says here specifically that kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. So that was his practice. Let us make it a practice to thank God for everything in our life, the good and the even the negative. I hesitate to say bad because it's bad according to your viewpoint. Negative things, tragic things, we can even give thanks for them because God uses them in a special way. And can use them in a special way in our life and also in other people's lives. But I want us to consider, I know that we have a lot going on this week, and sometimes we get caught up in the busyness of it all. But let's not forget to take time, not just take time on Thursday to give thanks or on Wednesday night at church, but to give thanks all week long and to give thanks all year long and to remember the great salvation that we have in Jesus Christ, to be thankful for Christ suffering and bleeding and dying to save us from our sin. That is what we need to be thankful for on a daily basis. Be thankful for the Word of God, that we can hold it in our hand and we can study it and we can see this account of Daniel and know it's true and knowing that it's not a fairy tale, knowing that God is real. All of these things and plus all that God has provided for us materially, spiritually, in our family members, that is the true riches. That is the true wealth in this world. It's not things and money, but it is relationships with people, with your family, with even if you don't have a lot of family in this world, you have a spiritual family, you have your brothers and sisters in Christ. We need to be thankful for that. So remember that this week during Thanksgiving time. Let's not be overtaken with commercialism. Let's not be overtaken with, we're thankful, dear Lord. And by the way, there's a connection with contentment there. And that's what we're going to get into next week. Looking at Christmas time, and it's about getting, but no, it should be about giving to others. So let's remember that this week. Let's take a few moments and let's take some time after you listen to this podcast. Can you take some time in prayer and just thank God? Count your blessings. Name them one by one, the hymn says, and we need to be doing that. Counting our blessings. God has given us so much. Let's remember that this week. Thank you for tuning in. If this has been a blessing to you today, make sure you share it with your family and friends. You can also subscribe to our podcast at rss.com, sermonaudio.com, Spotify, and all those different platforms. I encourage you to do that so you don't miss another episode. We are going to be taking a two-week break, December 26th, 2022, and January 2nd, 2023. There will not be any podcast. We're taking a two-week break there for Thanksgiving, for Christmas and New Year's. So just letting you know there, if you're looking for it during that time, there won't be any, but then we'll pick right up again the second week of January. So I wanted to let you know about that. But thank you so much for being faithful listeners as we come to the end of this year, almost an entire year of this podcast. Started in January of this year, and so we're just so thankful. This is episode number 39 episodes this year, and we look forward to having it again next year and seeing God grow it. And also, let's hear from you about how you think the format of the podcast is going and the topics that are being covered. Please make sure that you leave some comments there. Send us an email at info@tbckilleen.org if you'd like to hear about some particular topics or questions. We'd love to answer them on here if we're able to. But God bless you all, and we'll see you next time.